love you, Lord. Ooh, I'm morning to show.
Going up by request to the wild man from Baltimore who wrote in and wanted to hear that redheaded woman. The flip side of We Want a Boogie, and I mentioned earlier that that song was actually a huge hit up in Boston, and you guys didn't even know about it until 40 years later, which is just... it's sad on one hand and kind of funny on the other hand, but now the song that you guys one of your more famous songs was "My Bucket's Got a Hole in It," and again, the story I've heard, you can tell me if this is true or not, that you guys were kind of disappointed and ticked off a little bit when a couple of months after you cut it, Ricky Nelson comes out with it, and he actually had a hit with it. And yours is better, but didn't, you know, go anywhere. So, what did that song's been around for a long time? Where did you learn how to play your version of?
I got it off of Hank Williams, which we did a lot of Hank Williams stuff in the early 50s.
What other Hank Williams songs did you play back then?
Oh man, we did everything that Hank had out.
Cheap Heart, whatever.
Kalijah, you know, anything.
Kalijah. That's a good song.
Lefty Frizzell was another one we'd done a lot of, different guys like that. But anyway, now we did that. Now, Jack Clements put the guitar, the flat top. That was it doing it. It actually, I played a deal on the electric guitar. But Jack came back later and put the rhythm guitar, his guitar, Big Gibson.
So they were overdubbing at Sun.
Yeah, they
he could overdub.
They had three of those machines.
Oh, okay, so he'd bounce from one machine to another.
Yeah, bounce from one machine to another.
Okay.
But not very much of it.
Right.
But Ricky only came out that about a year later after he heard our version of it. He covered us and did it pretty well just like
we
did.
He did the same way, except he took the beer out.
Yeah, well, his folks made him do that, is what we heard, because Ozzie and Harriet didn't like the word beer in there.
Yeah.
Hank used the word beer. Then Plant and Page recorded, 3 years ago?
Well, more than that now.
Yeah, and they did exactly like it, because what I thought was so funny, they're in this studio and they're listening to the playback and they're telling these three guys, saying, they said, "Now, you're not getting that quite right." I said, "Those guys sound like a church choir. That's Jack, John Array, and Joe Lewis, and they can't even sing harmony."
Let's hear it. Let's listen to your version of "My Bucket's Got a Hole in It." Sonny Burgess and the Pacers. And Bobby, you're on this, right?
No, you're not
on this.
Oh, that's Russ Smith.
Oh, man, oh, man. All right. Well, let's listen to it anyway. I'm sorry, Bobby. Well, let's listen to it anyway. Sonny Burgess and the Pacers, "My Bucket's Got a Hole in It."
Well, I'm standing on a corner with my bucket in my hand. I'm just waiting for one, but it ain't got no man. Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Whoa, well, there ain't no you. I mean, you're working so hard. Cause I got a woman in the boss man's yard. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it.
Russian, all loaded with silver and gold. Before my poor darling would suffer, Jeff would be anchored in soul. Yeah, let's go, man.
Prisoner song. You remember, like, where that came from?
That's an old folk tune.
How did you learn it?
Oh, beating and banging on that guitar around there out on the farm. That's a really old song.
Yeah.
Because we just up-tempoed it, and Kern played the fantastic piano, and it turned out really good. It's a popular song for us.
Was Bobby with you yet?
No, Bobby wasn't with us yet. See, we cut a lot of stuff in 56.
Sorry, Bobby. Sorry, Bobby.
I was still Russ Smith.
I'm just picking. Now, see, now I'm picking on him. Bobby, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Matt, we love you. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't still be playing.
Now, come on. All right, so your contract with Sam was up, and he didn't re-sign you. And
I don't think re-signed him. Sam was gone.
Well, no, but was what? Okay.
In 59, it ran out in 59.
59, right. And so then you cut Sadie's Back in Town, and that was released on the Phillips International label.
We cut that at Sun Studio there.
Right.
We had some Canadian, boy I never met, seen him before or since, was playing piano. He was a wild.
He just was. Was he just?
He was just there.
He came with the room that day.
Yeah, he was just there, and they said need a piano player. And I had two brothers, the Suddeth boys, were playing bass and drums. And, the drums was Raymond Thompson, who did the Donald Duck thing.
Okay. I was wondering where that came from, the Donald Duck.
And J.C. Cawthon was playing guitar.
Yeah, I was in the Army at the time.
And that was about it.
Did Bobby say that?
Yeah.
Oh, so you weren't on that record either?
No.
What record did you play on, man? I'm just joking. He's gonna show me what's what. Anyway. Okay, so Sam released it on Phillips International instead of Sun because he was trying to give you a different look, right?
Right, get a different...
A blue label instead of a yellow label.
Well, it wasn't that as much. It was maybe a different... He thought different radio station was playing Phillips and wasn't playing Sun.
I see.
But see, Sam was actually gone. Jack Clements was gone. He had fired Jack before that. Jack didn't do that session. I don't remember who done it.
But when you say Sam was gone, what you mean is he just wasn't there that day.
He was with his other business. You know, he owned like five radio stations, three or four TV stations. He bought land in Arkansas.
Who was running Sun Records in 1959 then?
He had nobody, really.
Well, maybe that was part of the problem. Huh?
Bill Justice, I think, who hated rock and roll or rockabilly.
Uh-huh. All right, well, the Donald Duck thing, was that a joke, like an inside joke with the band? Or
no, that is just a strange little sound that Joe Lewis started out doing that. He was the first one to do it.
But Joe was gone at this time,
Joe was gone. He was Conway Twitty.
Right. Okay. So he was playing with Conway Twitty, and you ended up going with Conway Twitty later
in 60.
On. Were you just playing, like, just backup guitar for him?
Just playing bass, yeah.
Oh, you playing bass?
Yeah.
Okay. And you stayed with Conway for a couple of years?
No, years. All it lasted. He broke up the rock and roll band.
And went country.
It went country about 3 years later. There's a long story behind that, too.
Maybe we should talk about that after we hear this record, then.
Okay.
All right, let's hold off on that. Let's listen to Sadie's Back in Town and dig the Donald Duck sound. Who did the Donald Duck sound again?
Raymond Thompson.
Here he is.
Fine drummer.